Well, Jeff, you seem to meet a different Yorkshire team on a different wicket today, didn't you?
Yeah, they obviously played with a lot of determination. They knew the task at the start of the day. They had 10 wickets to spare. Having got through the 7 overs last night unscathed. And I think, you know, the very fact that they didn't lose a wicket last night gave them a little bit of a boost to start with. And we had to be really, really on our game right the way through, get a little bit of luck early, get some early wickets. And credit to those guys, to Gale and to Lythe. They played well as the wicket improved.
There was a glimmer of hope here at one point when Bairstow got himself run out just 6 runs after Lythe had gone, but then it all settled down again.
Yeah, the ball was pretty old by that stage and balance came in, and he's done a similar thing earlier in the year when they played down in Sussex, saved the game down there. So he's used to that situation. And we tried everything we did. The wicket didn't spin a lot for our spinners. Probably lost a little bit of bounce for the seamers as well. So it took a lot of effort on their behalf, and it certainly wasn't through lack of effort on our behalf that we didn't come out trumps.
Bonuses, you got maximum bonus points from this one, even if it did finish in a draw. It keeps you ahead of Lancashire at the top at the moment.
If you don't win, then maximum points other than that is the next best thing. And I thought our batting yesterday was outstanding, to get the 400 in 70 odd overs that we did. I think it was a credit to Collingwood that he sort of shored things up a little bit when we were 4 down, and a credit to the other guys who showed their ability and attacking skills to play around him. And we managed to bat to the end of the day, which really was the first target.
Paul was batting for the majority of that with a groin injury. He hasn't featured today. What's the situation there?
He's going for a scan this evening to see the extent of the damage. He probably won't play in the 2 2020 matches we have coming up Friday and Sunday. But hopefully he'll be ready to play in the next 4-day match next week.
Now you mentioned these 2 2020 games. You start with Lancashire, your third bottom, their second or third top, but there's only a point between you.
Well, that's the group. I think Notts have got a few points ahead of most people, but we're reaching halfway in that particular competition, so there'll be lots of twists and turns yet. You just hope you get a little bit of a run together for another 4 wins in the next 8 games. We'll certainly see most of the teams qualify, I think.
You have had half your matches, but you've been affected by the weather. You've lost 3 games already, I think. Now, you haven't really been able to get into much of a rhythm in the 2020.
No, I think we've batted pretty well. We've met teams on good wickets who've really come out exploding, and it's been a real shock for the opening bowlers, especially the first 6 overs. And we're having to look at that and see how we can cope a little bit better in the games to come. But the 3 games that have been interrupted by the weather or deleted by the weather have been frustrating. All you want is a chance to win the games, a chance to pick up the points, and it's difficult. It is frustrating when you travel so many miles and come away wet, really.
Be changes in personnel this weekend, because you won't have DiVenuto playing, you won't have Callum Thorpe playing, one or two others coming back in. David Miller, I understand, will play this weekend, and then he has to go back to South Africa for 10 days.
Yeah, he's going to go initially to South Africa, and then he's going to play in a tournament in Zimbabwe. I think it is a triangular tournament with Australia. And if the team is doing well, if we manage to cobble together two or three wins, then he'll come back and join us towards the end of the competition.
And if you don't?
Oh, well. it'll be an opportunity for our own young players to play some 2020 cricket if we feel as though at some stage we haven't got a chance of qualifying.